reimbursement.
Hello.
I don't like being over there on my little island.
I found it. Hopefully I can open it up. Oh, this is an already filled out one.
What you looking at?
I don't know. We got one of these. I don't even know what it's like.
I don't know.
Stuff. This is gonna be the.
I lied, Sherry. I didn't find it.
All the comments that she gave us.
So we just.
I didn't find, it was already filled out partially.
Yeah.
But it didn't say the hotel.
Thank you, thank you.
Travel. So here's.
This is ours to share, so I'll hand it to you when we get them. Yeah, this is for us, I think.
Cause I pulled this up, but it's already partially filled out.
Yeah, that's someone else. Chuck, do you have the link?
Let me see. So I tried to go to Sherry. So it's only from emails from you and I just can't remember what.
What month did you guys go?
Well, I didn't fill out until.
No, I know, but I sent an email right around July. I sent it right after you guys went, so I think it'd be like, wasn't it July, Mayor, that you guys went?
Or August, yeah, of course.
That sounds right.
It would probably have been August.
No, it's not.
Yeah. Vouchers?
Nope.
Okay, wait, this is September, so it's still clear down to.
I send you a lot of emails. Okay,
Agenda, wait, this was the agenda though. Which one is it? Well, I only sent you one agenda.
What? You just sent it.
Okay.
Haven't heard anybody that was not going to be here.
Okay. Same as what I have not heard.
Right?
This is already pre-filled out, Sherry. This is, and it's for Richland. Yeah. Let me sign it.
Perfect.
Yeah, filled out, and that was the last one I did, so it's already for Richland.
Perfect, so then you'll say finalize and submit. And then you're gonna. Say, yep.
Not this one or this one?
Well, this is spelled wrong, that's why it didn't work last time, so Ryerson C out of C. So click it, put a C after the N, and it'll get to me.
Ready to go? All right, let's bring the city council meeting for November 26, 2024 to order. Please rise for Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right, Madam Clerk, would you call the roll, please?
Mayor Carter.
Here.
Deputy Mayor Swatman.
Present.
Councilmember Baldwin. Councilmember Davis.
Present.
Councilmember Fullerton.
Here.
Councilmember Hubler.
Here.
Councilmember McClymonds. He's remote. And Councilmember Rock.
Here.
All right. There are no agenda modifications. We do have a public hearing tonight. Just before the public hearing, we're.
Mark Fuller's on 20. Did you not bring?
Good there. All right. Before the public hearing, I'm going to turn it over to our CFO, Ms. Ryerson, who is going to provide just a little bit of information on the budget.
Is it working now?
Yeah.
Okay.
So we had a last minute discussion about the budget and found a way to balance the budget. And so I wanted to let you guys know how we plan to balance this budget, and this is going to be included in your next agenda bill. A recent budget change from previous discussions will authorize paying the 2017 bonds of $4.2 million from the ending fund balance on or about June 2025. So we're proposing to pay off the 2017 bonds, which currently have a life expectancy, if you will, until 2032. If we pay them off now, we're going to save $1 million in interest. And every year we will save $625,000-ish for about $1.2 million over the biennium. So the mayor's proposed budget currently is $500,000 to the positive. The only things coming out of ending fund balance will be the payment of the bond, which will require a budget amendment. I've already prepared all the budget documents, so this will, you'll see it as an amendment in the future. And then the other items the council approved in decision cards. So that will be coming out of ending fund balance, the software, things like that that you guys approved. So the budget is balanced, and the budget that we'll be presenting.
Great job.
Yeah. Thank you so much.
Amazing. Yes. Amazing.
Great job working together on that and making that happen.
Did great. Good stuff. Yeah. Thank you for that.
Yeah, you're welcome. Amazing.
Okay, so we do have one public hearing tonight, Madam Clerk.
This is a public hearing on Ordinance D24-103, adopting the biennial budget for calendar years 2025 and 2026, providing for severability and corrections and establishing an effective date.
I will now open the public hearing. This is your time to address the council on the item under public hearing only. You have 5 minutes. Please state your name and address for the record when called upon. My understanding is we didn't have anybody sign up, correct? Okay. Nobody wants to? Okay, I will now close the public hearing and we will go on to citizen comments. This is your time to address the council on city business. For those attending virtually, please click the raise hand icon at the top of your screen if you would like to address the council. Anyone with the raised hand icon or who called in your mics and cameras will be enabled. You will need to turn on your video and microphones on your end if you are need to be seen or heard. We will start with those who are here in person and move to virtual comments afterwards. You have 5 minutes. Please state your name and address for the record, please.
My name is Catherine Ford, and I live on Lake Bonnie. My address is 18214 77th Street East on Bonnie Lake. And I am here because I learned that a tree removal permit has been approved to decimate and clear cut nearly 5 acres of land that are 630 feet away from Bonnie Lake. In essence, they are going to cut the green belt down to put in 19 homes. This is a vibrant, beautiful forest. It has trees, it has flowers, it has fauna, it has birds. And the developer purchased it, and according to the urban policy and the canopy, they are entitled to do that. I have included pictures of what the land looks like now from a satellite view and what the proposal is to cut down on the trees. And I did share something from David Attenberg, and I'm sure you all know of him. Yeah, he's that lovely British voice that talks about nature. And he said, we need more trees because when you maintain the canopy, it purifies the air, it puts shades, it cools the air, it protects our planet and provides habitat for our wildlife. Well, you know, we in Bonnie Lake say that we have a canopy policy. Let me quote from it. It's part of the city code that the Urban Forestry Code Chapter 16.6 says that we will achieve no net loss of tree canopy area while maximizing the potential for increasing tree canopy area through encouraging building and site design to minimize tree removal. And this will, we will establish standards and procedures that will result in the retention, planting of urban trees within Bonnie Lake. Well, that is not the case with this property. I did talk to the team who are issuing permits, and they have a very defined code and formula that they use to determine, based on the size of the tree or the quantity, how many trees can be removed. But in this case, they are meeting that code requirement, but taking down all the trees. I live on Bonnie Lake, and two doors down from me, back in 2021, they came in and they clear cut a forest as well. They took down all the trees. I included pictures of just some of the trees that were removed. This permit was approved by the city. And now there's nothing but a house that's not yet completed in brown land. The trees around it that they're supposed to save are dying. And as soon as it provides a shelter for those us on the downwind from that site, the day that they finish clear cutting, branches started falling down on my house and my neighbor's house. So we're proposing and have just approved that this other barrier and beautiful forest is being cut down. So those of us on the lake are vulnerable, especially with the kind of storms that came through this week. So I don't know if there's anything I can do. I was told there's nothing we can do because we missed all the deadlines, but I'm deeply, deeply concerned for our neighborhood. They opened it up. They notified our residents who were within 300 feet that they could provide comments. I didn't know about that. They posted one small sign on 77th Street East of this potential hearing and that they were open for public comment. But now I'm told that once I learned of this and did the research behind it, I have no rights as a citizen to share my opinion. Additionally, there's a state requires a SEPA, an environmental protection assessment. The city volunteered not to do that, partially because in the application by the developer, they did not include all of that. And this environmental assessment, for me, is also protecting the wildlife. Bonnie Lake is a migratory bird lake. The birds need places to shelter. The eagles fly by. They land in my tree. The birds throughout that lake all year round change, and they need a place to go, but their habitat is being stripped from them. Additionally, Bonnie Lake is part of the Fennel Creek Water Creek District. And the city did a beautiful, beautiful study on that. But when I look at the effects of rainwater having nowhere to go, the filtering of the conifers that they give to not only purify our water, and well, that's going to be gone. And those words fell deaf on the city. So I'm concerned overall that the trees are being cut down and approved, that the permitting process is absolutely pro-developer and doesn't take into account the neighborhoods, especially the comments from the citizens. So I beseech you that you take a look at the information I share and maybe go walk that property to feel what it's like to walk through a forest, knowing that's going to be replaced by 19 homes that might house 40 to 50 to 60 people instead of the millions of plants and animals and birds and bees that find shelter there. So I'm asking the city to take a look at your canopy policies, your development policies, and think about the overall effect in our city. The trees go by in these trucks every day, and it's alarming. We need to save our planet, not only for the namesake of Bonnie Lake, which is Lake Bonnie, but also for our children and our grandchildren and the generations to come. So.
Thank you, Ms. Ford. I appreciate your comments. I'll look into
Does anybody have any questions?
We're not actually allowed to engage. Thank you, though. I appreciate it. Anyone else for the good of the order?
Council Mayor, I'm Pat Stan Decker, council member. I reside at 2473 East Bonnie Lake, Washington. Diversity, equality, and inclusion, DEI, in the government. DEI is political based, as noted in Judge Gibbs' painting called Diversity. It's content-based. The painting shows the true intent of DEI. Therein, it's not content-neutral. DEI serves only some people, but not all, all therein, it's content-based. Government employees, elected, appointed, or hired, must be cautious of their speaking, writing, signs, paintings, or other forms of communication concerning non-content neutral subjects, including DEI propaganda on government property. Individuals have rights to their own opinion, except at their workplace. Employers have a right to censor any topic, including political propaganda. As stipulated in the Pickering test, 1968, pitting employees' interest against pitting employer interests against employee free speech. Government shall remain content neutral and not support identity issues such as signs, writings, paintings, satire, anything that supports non-content neutral issues in any particular movement, such as race, equality, gender, elections, or any circumstance that leads I missed my spot, guys. Anything that supports non-content neutral issues in any particular movement, such as race, equality, gender, elections, or any circumstance dealing with non-content neutral facts in any political dialogue, verbal or written. In re, WAC 463-66-050, in whole or part therein, Reed versus Town of Gilbert, 2015. Where government allows one political group to express an opinion, government shall allow all political groups to express their own opinions thereto. Government property can't be used to further political agendas in any way. This includes outside, inside, open or closed rooms, hallways, walls, foyers, or any place within a government facility or on government landscape. Public funds and property must remain content neutral, and government can't side with one political group or another. Not remaining content neutral would be a blatant misuse of government property and funds, as mentioned herein, RCW 4220, in part, WAC 468-66050, WAC 390-05271, the Pickering test, 1968, pitting employer interest against free speech, in re, Reed versus Town of Gilbert. Thank you very much, Council. It's very important to realize that content neutral means absolutely nothing of a political nature or something that would set aside one group of people against another group of people. It's important to realize we did have a content, non-neutral, content-based painting in the city judicial system, which should really be taken away and not in any room, place at all. Thank you very much, Council.
Thank you. Anyone else for the good of the order? Okay. We'll now start those that are virtual. You have 5 minutes. State your name and address for the record, please. Not see anything. All right, the city will now disable all video microphones for those attending virtually. We have no correspondence. Next is committee reports. Finance committee, please.
Yeah, thank you, Mr. Mayor. The finance committee did not meet this evening. Of course, notable things that are going on back there with the fees and the credit card fees. We're still working on that. Staff has a couple of suggestions for that that the council will see in the future. We're probably going to have to do a couple of actions on that because the fees are different in different categories. when there's charges, ACH, credit card, checks, cash. So we got to get all that right with the rules and regulations and legislation that we have to run to do those changes, apparently. And of course, you just heard Sherry as a great thank you to Sherry and everyone that's like working on the refinance for the bonds and being able to come up with a truly balanced budget. That'll be exciting to be able to support that. So, you know, congratulations again. That really shows the depth and, you know, great staff that the mayor is able to keep around here to do those things. So appreciate that. Thank you.
Great. Thank you. Community Development Committee, please.
Yes, the Community Development Committee met on November 19th, and we had a few items. There was AB 24-115, Ordinance D 24-115 for the Sewer Treatment Regulation Amendments, and that was basically just an update on our Bonnie Lake Municipal Codes with definitions to keep us in compliance with the federal and state regulations. So that is on the consent agenda tonight. We also discussed AB 24-120, Resolution R 24-120, which was for consultant services. It comes out of the consultant services budget, and the staff wanted to continue to use the Townsend and Associates on-call contract renewal. It's already in their budget, so that is also on the consent agenda for tonight. We will meet next Tuesday, December 3rd at 5 p.m. upstairs at the conference room, and we do like to invite the public, and sometimes we even have time for you to speak if you have questions.
Great. Thank you. Public Safety Committee, please. Who wants to take that on? Or we probably didn't meet.
We didn't meet this week. We met
the 12th.
Yeah. Councilmember Baldwin gave her update on that.
Yeah, our last meeting was November 12th.
Yeah.
Our next meeting will be December 10th and 3:45 upstairs, so public's always welcome.
Nicely done. Thank you.
Good job.
And were there any other reports? I think.
Yes, yeah. I have an update on the PCRC. We met on Thursday, November 21st at 6 p.m. That was a you can go in person, or I just attended on Zoom. We discussed our new officers. We voted in a new chair and a new vice chair, and then also board assignments. We went ahead and voted in a new board. We discussed our 2025 legislative priorities, and one of the items that was brought up was to make sure that we mentioned in our legislative priorities agenda that we keep the SR 167 implementation plan in the title so that we can continue to remember to revisit 167 at all of our meetings and make sure that that gets implemented and set a date for that. And I think that was pretty much the most important stuff, and we're just discussing legislative agendas for the entire year for 2025. So our next meeting will be the third Thursday in January. I don't know the date. We do not meet in December.
Okay. All right, thank you. Any other reports? Councilmember Hubler.
I got to go to the Bonnie Lake High School Career Day yesterday and speak to students, both as a business owner and a politician. So that was really cool to have a room full of kids that they ask questions, they're engaged. So it was, there was actually kids interested in politics, and that was really cool to see the kids, like, you know, asking questions about what we do and how we do it, and trying to encourage them to start, you know, like, come to meetings. And I did find out from a teacher at the high school that Tacoma has a youth council. And I was like, that's cool. And I told him, I was like, you know, our mayor is presented, like, asking, you know, like, maybe we could do this. And so I was like, look for that kind of stuff in the future. Hopefully we'll be able to put that together. So I think it would be really well received at the high school level if we put that together.
Sounds great.
Anything
else? Any other reports? Next is the consent agenda. Is there a motion to adopt?
So moved.
Second.
Second.
There's a motion and a second. All those in favor of adopting the consent agenda, say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed? Great. We have full council, no full council issues. So.
You're right.
Oh, yeah, good point. Thank you.
Yeah.
I move to excuse Councilmember Baldwin from tonight's meeting.
Second.
Motion is second. All those in favor of excusing Councilmember Baldwin from tonight's meeting, say aye.
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 Opposed? Very good. Thank you for that. Seeing no more business, we are adjourned. Thank you.
Thank you. Happy
Thanksgiving. Happy Thanksgiving.
I would love, I think it would be great.
Like on my PowerPoint, I can have a college education. And our young man, he's like, you don't have to have a college education to be in politics. And I was like, no, absolutely not.
Sure.
Oh, he's like, I want to contact you because I want to know more. I think he was only a junior, but I was like, yeah, absolutely. Cool.